Good morning. In certain Christian circles, the month of October is celebrated as Reformation Month. For this month, the Grace Hour, we'll be looking at the five solas. These are five doctrines that helped to define the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century and which are still treasured to this day. Today we will look at the doctrine of Solus Christus, a Latin expression which simply means salvation is to be found in Christ alone. The Roman Catholic Church that the early Protestant reformers faced did in fact believe that salvation was to be found in Jesus, but they did not believe that salvation was to be found in Jesus alone. The Roman Catholic Church of the 16th century believed that salvation was to be found in Christ and something else. They believed that salvation was in Jesus Christ and good works, and church membership, and indulgences, and baptism, and the Mass, and priestly confession, and Mary the Mother of Jesus, and the prayers of the saints, and purgatory, and the last rites. With all these ands, no one in the Roman Catholic Church then could ever know for sure that they were well and truly saved. For who could ever live up to so many ands? But the Protestant reformers such as Martin Luther, John Knox, John Calvin, William Tyndale, they opposed these Roman Catholic ands. They stood on scripture and declared that one is saved by Christ alone. Solus Christus points us to the exclusivity of salvation in Christ alone. Hear the words of the Apostle Peter after he had healed a blind man and was experiencing a backlash for doing so by the religious leaders of Israel. He told the religious leaders that Jesus had been raised from the dead and that salvation from sin could not be found in any other person. Peter continued, "For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. You see, friends, the Bible teaches in Psalm 7, verse 11, that God is a just judge and that God is angry with the wicked every day. In God's eyes, every person who has not surrendered his or her life to Christ for salvation is a sinner, is evil, is wicked. In God's eyes, all sinners need salvation. Indeed, we read in Romans 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And Romans 6 and verse 23 says that the wages of sinners is death, which means eternal alienation from God. As responsible people, we must know where salvation from sin is found. Salvation is not to be found in church membership, an institution, a political party, baptism, or even the offering plate. Salvation is to be found in a person whose name is Jesus Christ. That is what Romans 6:23 teaches when it says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." One cannot have salvation by putting one foot in the church and another foot somewhere else. Salvation is granted from God when you put both feet in Christ alone. Salvation is not in any other name but Jesus. Salvation is in Christ alone. Salvation is not to be found in the names of Moses or even the Apostle Paul, and it is certainly not to be found in Selassie, Buddha, Krishna, Confucius, Muhammad, not in the Pope, and not in Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus. Salvation is in Christ alone. That is why Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The Apostle Paul, in his writings, was keen to emphasize that salvation was in Christ alone. He wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." A mediator is one who comes between two parties at odds are at enmity with each other in order to represent both to the other and to reconcile them. The job of the mediator is to bring about reconciliation. The mediator must relate to both sides well. The Lord Jesus, being very God and very man, was able to represent God perfectly and able to represent man perfectly. This is precisely what sinners needed. Sinners needed a person who could come between God and human beings and accomplish what human beings weren't able to accomplish. Ordinary human beings could never ever turn away God's wrath towards sinners. But Jesus could and did. It is through Christ the mediator why salvation from sin is available today for you and me. Christ's mediation took him to the cross where the wrath of God was satisfied. Christ's mediation secured through his shed blood made a way for sinful man to approach a holy God. A great exchange took place at the cross. All of my sins were laid on Christ. All of Christ's righteousness was laid upon me. The worst about me was laid upon Christ, and all of Christ's righteousness was laid upon me. With the shedding of Christ's blood on the cross, the righteous anger of God towards sinners has been appeased. Hence, any sinner who surrenders his or her life to Christ will from that very moment experience salvation from the wrath of God. Romans 8 verse 1 tells us that it is through the shedding of the Savior's blood why today there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Acts chapter 4 verse 12 states that when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. This simply means that there is no salvation, no forgiveness of sins, no going to heaven outside of one surrendering one's life to Jesus Christ. For some, this sounds narrow-minded, but the Bible says in Matthew 7 verse 14, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. For some, the idea that Jesus is the only way to receive salvation smacks of intolerance to other quote-unquote ways. But Proverbs 14 verse 12 warns, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Acts 4 verse 12 is correct when it says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Salvation from the wrath of God towards sinners is found exclusively in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation from the penalty of sin is found exclusively in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation from a lost eternity in the lake of fire is to be found exclusively in the Lord Jesus Christ. Solus Christus. Today is a good day to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is indeed the only way for sinners to receive forgiveness of sins and thereby avoid the wrath of God. Make haste and surrender your life to Christ today. Until next week, may Christ bless you greatly.